ESPN.com/radio for more information.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with it. Watching football, having fun, and you know that it can be a little more entertaining to put a little something on it.
Meredith's friend this weekend came in town.
She puts like $10 on two games on Saturday. That's pretty interesting, you know? Tied one and lost one this weekend. Anyway, so whether you're an expert or a rookie and you're looking at it, go to mybookie.com. One-of-a-kind experience. Whether you are playing football, the baseball playoffs, got some college basketball coming up, some primetime fights, MyBookie lets you do all of that. MyBookie has been in business for years. If you're on the sidelines now, you want to get in the game, MyBookie still has the match your first deposit dollar for dollar, so you got to join now. They're doing that. It's MyBookie. Double your money with the promo code radio. First deposit matched 100%. The promo code radio for MyBookie.com. We call this Reaction Monday. What'd you think about a crazy weekend out there? We saw number two, number six, number seven, number eight, number 15, number 19, and number 21 get beat. Four of the top eight get beat on Saturday. A&M beat South Carolina. The polls are out. Clemson third in both polls. Georgia 6-1, 8th in the other. Clemson a 17-20-point favorite. You see different all kinds of lines out there early in the week. 17-20-point favorite there. 3:30 ESPN this weekend. Gamecocks are open. Clemson, NC State. The last time, I think I'm right by saying this, the last time in the regular season that two undefeated teams of Power 5 conferences will play each other. I think I'm right by saying that. 6-5-4 Roar, big game on Saturday. Speaking of big game, Big Boy's with us here on a Monday. Good morning, Big Boy. Thanks for hanging on through the break. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Mickey. Mickey, I want to thank you for the way you handled the call at Call Friday. Yeah. About complaining about Devin. I thought you'd done a great job just doing away with that caller.
Well, let me tell you what we're going to do here, Big Boy.
That was so disrespectful. And yeah. Devin's one of my favorite callers, and he knows sports better than probably 90% of the people that calls his show.
That's right. I appreciate you saying that. We're not going to insult callers here, unless the guys are being a jerk. He's a great caller. He's very knowledgeable. He does a great job. He was one of the guys that make the show, and I really appreciate you pointing that out.
Well, I'm glad you did what you did, and I was going to call you Friday, but you had a couple guests coming on. Right. I wasn't able to.
Well, good.
But I do appreciate you doing that, and that made me feel good to know that this station wouldn't put up with that.
No, we will never have it, and as far as I'm concerned, we never will.
Mickey, what do you think about Carolina's running backs? Do you think any of them could play Clemson?
Not right now, but part of the reason, Big Boy, is we don't know. I mean, they don't run the football. They ran it 18 times on Saturday, and I don't know. Tyshawn Williams had great success in the Kentucky game. They lined up in that funky formation. They had some success with Mon Dixon in that one, but for some reason, Brian McClendon won't run the football at South Carolina, and he didn't run it on Saturday.
I just think our fourth-string running back's better than their first-string running back, whoever their first-string running back really is.
That's a good point.
They just don't impress me running the ball, which I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do better doing that. Mickey, I just want to again say thank you for what you've done Friday, and I appreciate the show.
Thanks, Big Boy. Very kind of you. I always appreciate you calling in. South Carolina's leading rusher here, Rico Dowdle, has 351 yards through six games. But he only has 83 carries through six games. So, if my math is correct, 351 divided by 351. Mickey, I can do this right now. He's averaging 58.5 yards a game. Williams, I think, looks like the best running back. Now, he's been a little bit hurt, but why did he carry it, seven times on Saturday? The Gamecocks have to run the football more. Logan is an easy 6-5-4 Roar. Hey, good morning, Logan. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
I heard it. I was hoping for Pitt to do the upset with Notre Dame. this past weekend. I ain't going live, but I got two quick points, or really questions. If the top four teams stay undefeated as they are, they have to let Notre Dame in, right? Even though they wouldn't be a conference championship.
They don't have to. Their goal is to get the four best teams. And I would say, I don't think it's going to happen. But I would say that if all four of those teams stay undefeated, those will make themselves very clear those will be the four best teams, and they'll get them in. There is no saying they have to put Notre Dame in or anything. But Notre Dame, in that case, if they go undefeated, they'll be one of the four best teams, and they'll be in.
Okay, because everybody wants the SEC teams in there, two teams. Which I think is bullcrap anyway, two teams in the same conference. But and one more question for you. Our game plan this Saturday for NC State, what do you think is going to be more of our run game? We're rotating our running backs out against their defensive line, or getting Trevor Lawrence on the release to some receivers?
Logan, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. Hope you have a great day over in Easy. I'll answer that now. I think Clemson's going to be balanced, but let's make no mistake about it. Their number one weapon right now has been Travis Etienne. And whether you set up the run by throwing a little early like they did against Wake Forest, or whether you pound that and then hit the RPOs and the play action off of that like they did, you know, late against, or, you know, Wake Forest or Georgia Tech, some of those, the key focal point, if I'm NC State, the guy that I'm trying everything I can do to not let him beat me is Etienne. Now, if Lawrence wants to make some plays with his arm to Higgins, to Rodgers, to Renfro, and to Ross, and some of those guys, then you're going to have to beat me with it. But I'm going to make sure that Etienne, we're going to jam that box. We're going to come after you. We're going to blitz the freshman and see if he can beat you. With that said, I feel very, very good about what was happening there with Trevor Lawrence in the passing game, too. To answer your question, if I'm Clemson, I do want to be very balanced. And every single time that ATN gets the ball, those safeties are going to creep. And those defensive ends slow down that pass rush and they play run. And those linebackers are playing run first. And then every time that is successful, by far the best thing to happen to a freshman quarterback is that running game works. And all of a sudden you pull that thing out on those RPOs and you hit those big play wide receivers, those massive frisbee catching dogs down the field. And I think you can do that. On the other side of it, NC State's actually a pretty good matchup. They match up pretty well with Clemson offensively because Ryan Finley gets it out. He's not going to hold it. Remember last year, they led the country in sacks allowed. They just don't give up sacks. So Finley and I like Jacoby Myers, the wide receiver. I like Kelvin Harmon. I like Steven Lewis. I like those guys. They've got a they're not great on the offensive line. I'm not sure Gillespie or person, you know, running the ball is that much of a threat. Ryan Finley's a really good quarterback, and he's got some nice wide receivers, some bigger wide receivers to throw to. And Myers is a guy that all those guys are about 6'2". All those guys are good players.
You're going to need to tackle well in space against NC State, right? Because last year's game plan and one that worked for majority of the game was get the ball out quick. I think Finley completed his first 14, 15 passes in a row.
Yeah.
It was some big number like that. And it was trying to eliminate that pass rush, eliminate the guys coming off the edge and getting a push up the middle there with Lawrence and Wilkins and obviously Farrell and Bryant. And now you got Thomas there into the mix as well. It's going to be a lot of the same. And you're going to need to see that secondary, which, if we're going to be honest, maybe has been a bit of a weak point if you're going to nitpick for the Clemson defense. Have to have a good game on Saturday and tackle well in space.
I do like this matchup, though, for Clemson in that A.J. Terrell and Trayvon Mullen, if healthy, I think he is, if healthy, those two guys are bigger corners matching up with
sure.
him. And if you're going to play that nickel, if you don't play nickel, just play your Sam linebacker, Isaiah Simmons matches up pretty well there, too. I think Clemson's going to play extremely well this weekend. I look for the Tigers. First of all, I think it's going to be the best atmosphere of the year in Death Valley. And then because of the open date, both teams had, by the way, I think NC State does a lot of shifts, a lot of motion. They try to confuse you. But really, they like their bigger receivers, their matchup, they're the bigger receivers on that slant, on those little screens out there because they block pretty well on those deals and those quick passes out there. But I like Clemson's physicality on the edge. And I think Clemson's going to play extremely well this weekend. And they need to. Were you surprised by the spread, Mr. Or 24? Did you hear me talk about the spread earlier?
You said that you saw three different ones. I saw the one that was 18.5. I haven't seen anything else.
Let me give you the latest because they do change quite frequently here. We're talking about undefeated teams and the last of the undefeated teams out there and what that could look like. Didn't think it would be quite this bad, but Clemson, I think it's a lot of points. The Tigers, 17-point favorites, according to two of the two lines I'm looking at right now, 17 points. So it's going to be a big game, though, man. Big game because they hadn't played. You know, I love Clemson's schedule this year because you get home, away, home, away, home, away, and you got an open date right in the middle. It really just sets up very, very conducive for
some
stuff.
Are we a little surprised the old game didn't show up this weekend for
Clemson? Let me make a statement about that. Since you asked a question, I'll give you the answer. I don't know why we're so concerned about that. I think people like some of that stuff, I guess. I watch it a little bit.
It's a big deal.
But a couple things. It can be a distraction, right?
For the fans?
Well, yeah, you got to, especially now, it's a 3:30 game, but on a night game thing, man, kids get there at 6 o'clock in the morning and they're there till noon and go back and take a nap, whatever, you come right back. Let me put it to you, let me be very clear about this. You know how they had the Elkmont commercials is, you haven't been to Elkmont, haven't been to Clemson?
Sure.
If game day's coming, guess what? We're still going to play football this weekend, and we're still going to have a big game this weekend. I don't need Kurt Herbstreit to make this a big game. I don't need a night game to make it a big game. This is a big game, and Clemson football is playing. So if Herbie wants to come over and bring the boob Corso with him, and now bring the latest boob they've got in Desmond Howard with him, and those guys, if they want to, fine, show up. That's fine. We'd love to have you. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, I'm just devastated that game day's not coming. I don't care. Now, when it first started years ago and they came here back in 06 or whatever, yeah, that was fun. It's good. They've been here 20 times or whatever. No big deal. Game day, yeah, good job. Good on you. If you want to come, fine. If you don't, we're still going to play the game and we're still going to be excited about it. It has zero effect on my Saturday. I'm going to go down there.
What an elitist attitude.
No!
What an elitist attitude,
buddy. It's like,
your nose
is
so far in the air.
We got disrespected because game day's not coming. I don't care if game day comes. I'm still going to go to the game. I'm still going to have a good time.
Pinky out as you sip your beverage while walking by the set and not even giving it a glance.
What does it matter if they come, man?
It's a huge deal. You're the center of the college football world that day.
You know what it is? It used to be.
That's it.
You know what it is?
Absolutely it is.
It's old hat now.
Oh,
stop. It has run its course.
No, it has not.
Yep. Wouldn't cross the street to see it.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I would have loved to have seen him in town. I think it brings a lot. I think it's exciting.
The first 200 times.
It's great for the Clemson brand to see all those people out there on Bowman and all the orange everywhere. The crowd's going nuts.
Somebody told me they had to move the Habitat for Humanity house over a little bit because I thought they were coming, then they moved it back.
Yeah. Yeah. They have the floats out there too right now. So
we drove by last night just to look, you know. Even Georgia had to take a look. You know, he had to look a little bit, right?
Take a peek, yeah.
Yeah, take a peek. Because we went over there and checked it out. And, man, they're a lot farther along because I think because the open date, maybe. But they were
there. What time did you go over there?
Last night.
See, we were over around 11 for, we went to brunch yesterday.
Mm.
And they were just putting tents up. They weren't even close to getting low.
Oh, okay. Where'd you go for brunch? Was it a good brunch?
Just had a little brunch.
Nice.
It was pretty good.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. Clemson baseball won this weekend.
Didn't even know they were playing.
They get two scrimmages in the fall. And with these two scrimmages, you could do both at home, I guess. But they did a one at home and one away. One neutral site. This is the first of them. They will play Coastal Carolina coming up on October the 27th at 1 p.m. Over at Doug Kingsmore, admission to be free. But this past weekend, Davis Sharp and Logan Davidson both had two extra base hits. Clemson beat Georgia Southern 8-3. They played 10 innings. They kind of did it where they put a bunch of different people in the lineup. That was kind of fun, seeing an extra lineup, extra hitters in the lineup. But in this one, Grayson Bird had a two-run single that scored, and Chad Ferry lofted a sacrifice fly. Jordan Green lined to a run-scoring double. And Sharp hit a run scoring triple. Davidson also added a solo home run to right field. in the ninth inning. Clemson had 13 hits in the scrimmage, which is good. Brooks Crawford, the second of eight Clemson pitchers, earned a win. And Clemson allowed, of the eight pitchers, only seven hits and 13 strikeouts in 10 innings. And so nice win for Clemson baseball against Georgia Southern. I like that fall ball stuff. I should have gone out there. That was down at North Augusta. Who knows? We're going to be in town on the 27th. Anyway, a little Clemson baseball coming up for you, which I think is pretty stinking cool. The 27th. No, we're going to be down in Tallahassee, but still good stuff there for folks who want to check out and see that. I have some great news for you, my friend. Katechee, CATECHEE.com. Let me talk about golf lessons for your juniors, for your ladies, for your seniors, for you duffers, for you beginners, and even for you really, really experienced players. I can teach you right now. They've got all the technology, all those launch monitors. They've got this this body track, which I think's along with TrackMan, body track's like the two biggest inventions that we've seen in technology wise. And so I want you to think about going to see Jeff Gotham. He is an award winning teacher in the state of Georgia. Jeff has been the head teaching pro there, and he's got this awesome, even in the wintertime, he's got this awesome indoor outdoor teaching facility there. And that you can do everything you need. He is a great club fitter. Sometimes I get people saying, hey, man, I want to get fitted for clubs. Let Jeff take care of you. Private instruction, group instruction, you know, junior camps, anything to do that. Think about our friends over at Katechee, CATECHEE.com. I understand the greens are awesome right now, and it is a beautiful place and a short drive, 35 minutes or so from right here in Clemson, over at Katechee, CATECHEE.com. Get in touch with Jeff Gotham and let him take care of you. With one of the best teachers around. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. It was a crazy weekend in college football. We'll tell you what the new polls look like when you come back after this.
It's bug time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at UrbanNirvana.com.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Hey man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS! A lot of BS! I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Fall is finally here, and that means college football, hunting, and traveling to the mountains is in full swing. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Take a look at the Yokohama Geolander Series or the Ascend Series and save money. October 1st through 31st, you can receive up to a $100 mail-in rebate after proof of purchase. Wow, what a deal. So don't delay. Give Steve's Tire and Easley a call at 859-1361. Online at stscnow.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Hey, home buyers, you're about to make the biggest purchase of your life. It's a stressful, high-pressure situation. You need a lawyer you trust to make sure your deal closes without a hitch. Holiday Law Firm is your go-to closing attorney in the upstate. Hayes Holiday and Trey Ingram have helped hundreds of homeowners close on their dream home, and they want to be your closing attorney. Call Hayes and Trey today to help you with your purchase. You'll be glad you did. Visit holidaylawfirm.com for more information.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town. Good to me.
Hey, my friends at Harbin Lumber, want you to know Full Service Lumberyard means every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. You upstate builders, remodelers, or handymen, they got some competition now. Don't get me wrong. They've been doing it for 102 years. No one's going to do it better. No one's done it longer. No one's going to give you the better prices like this. But, hey, if you still feel compelled to, you hadn't tried them yet, if you just feel compelled to try them one time, they say, give us a small job. Give us a job that really, you know, thinks fairly insignificant, and we're going to turn it into a significant event. Because we're going to wow you with our service, with our delivery, with our prices, with our products. And then they're going to earn more and more and more of your business. I've seen this before. I've heard these stories before where they said, you know, we took the advice and we did something small, but boy, these people are so good at it. You won't find it better. You know how tough your job is anyway, how tough your industry is anyway. Why not make it easier? Why not go with the best in the business? Team with them. Let them make you more efficient with time and money. It is Harbin Lumber. Full service lumberyard, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Two quick points then Chucktown Kyle. Mr. Or 24, do you realize that Clemson coaches this past weekend were all over the country? Brandon Streeter flew from Clemson or from Greenville, whatever, to California, to mm-hmm. Connecticut, mm-hmm. to Clemson this weekend.
Cross-country flights.
Seeing two quarterbacks. And two quarterbacks that I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'd like to say their name, Tyshawn Pumachon. On Saturday from Connecticut, his game, and DJ Ugalale.
There it is. Third different pronunciation this morning.
Yeah, third different one. The Tigers coach staff were there. They were in Ohio. They were in Louisiana. They were in Mississippi. They were all over the place this past weekend. National recruiting all over the place. Other thing I want to mention, polls, AP poll, Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Notre Dame 4. LSU up 8 spots to number 5. 6 is Michigan. 7 is Texas. Hey, Zach, who said that they think Tom Herman's a great coach? Who said that before anybody else was?
Who said Tom Herman was a great coach?
Yeah, and I think Texas will be back fairly soon.
Multiple people across the national scale.
Really? Name like the people you can name off the top of your head. Who would you say? Like, you know their names. Who said it?
Just take your pick of the talking heads. But pretty much anybody.
So Herbstreit was saying that, Corso was saying that. Yeah. Fowler was saying that.
Let it finish the season. And if at the end of the season that they're still back and they're still great,
I think they're a year early.
I will pay you all the compliments in the world.
Okay,
but I will not bite on this hook that you're throwing down to fish with.
You mean this?
I won't tug on it.
Hook 'em horns.
I won't do it. You're going to have to wait.
Texas 7, Georgia 8, Oklahoma 9, Central Florida 10. And now, let me get this right, Mr. Or 24.
I'd play Texas if we had to.
Oh, I'd love to play Texas. Let me get this right. Central Florida beat Pittsburgh 45-14 a few weeks ago. No one said anything about it. Notre Dame squeaks by Pittsburgh 19-14, and people say, what a gutsy win for Notre Dame. How is Central Florida 10th and Notre Dame 5th? And Notre Dame, really, quite frankly, Notre Dame hadn't played anybody else. Michigan looks, that looks like a better win now after the Wisconsin game. But why is Central Florida not getting more play?
First of all, did you watch the Notre Dame-Pittsburgh game at all?
I did. It was hard to watch.
Hard to watch. What is Pittsburgh doing at the end of that game?
I don't know. They had a bunch of bad play calls in that game.
Terrible play calls. You're going to go for
the
it
fake,
on fourth down.
The fake, you don't fake a punt.
They left their first team defense on the field, and you still ran the fake punt.
You had a much better chance of your offense getting that than fooling somebody with a punt.
That was just punting the game.
Bad. Yeah, bad call there. Chucktown Kyle checks in with us from down in Chucktown. Good morning, Chucktown Kyle. How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? Crazy weekend of football, right?
Yeah, I love it, though. And look, there's more coming. Don't think that was the only one. We're going to see more of this in the next couple of weeks.
I know. I'm really excited for Clemson and NC State. And, you know, I'm not really butthurt like a lot of the other Clemson fan base with game day not being here, but I got to agree with Zach. If game day's coming, you got to get excited, Mickey. I don't get it, man. Is it just your era that, you know, is not excited about stuff like that anymore? How can you not get excited, man?
I was the first 200 times I showed up. And then, you know.
Come on, man.
Here's the thing, Kyle. Remember when in these national championship games they had where they did a whole week of shows here from the SO Club? That was pretty cool the first time. The second time, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're back again this year. You know, the first five or six times they came for game day, you're like, oh, great, those guys are coming. I remember the first time they came, and people were calling me about for stuff, and I remember I was over there. We did our show from behind the SO Club at Tom Wincott's place over there, and Herb Street was staying there. Man, that was really cool. And the second time you come, go, okay, yeah. Third time, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, like
– I think it's just good for the fans, you know, like Zach said. And it's just – it's just another thing that's going to start growing. The better we get and the more that the name gets out at Clemson, it's going to start happening more. It'd be a regular thing. But besides that, it's not a big deal. I think Washington State kind of deserves this, too. Had their little chance to get blown out by Oregon, possibly. But anyway, as we seen with Texas A&M and Syracuse, there was a couple secondary questions that I've seen to see with Clemson's defense. Do you think Venables is going to have that kind of tightened up with some secondary problems, or you think Finley's going to be able to pass on us? And I'll take the questions. I'll take the rest off the air.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for calling in. If I could stop coughing over here, it would be much better. I think the interesting part of the NC State game last year was Clemson played off of State receivers. Remember that? They gave them some cushion, and State took these slant routes and these out routes and these quick little hitch routes, these little screens out there. That Clemson didn't attack NC State's wide receivers last year. And as a result, they didn't give up the deep ball and the fade and the quick fade throws and the back shoulder. They didn't give up any of that, really, for the most part. But they gave up those cheapies. And not cheapies. They gave the little pitch and catches. And Finley did a great job of that. I was surprised by that. I'm interested to see how they do this time. State normally at wide receiver, all three of those guys are 6'2". State normally beats up defensive backs. They're out physical, you on the edge. They do a great job of blocking. And they're bigger and stronger than you. Now, Clemson is more physical. A.J. Terrell in the game at one cornerback. Trayvon Mullen in the game at one cornerback. I like – and Simmons really on the slot guy a lot of times. I like how physical you can be. I wouldn't be surprised to see Clemson come after Finley a little bit. You don't have to come after him a lot because you think that the front four can get pressure. He's going to get rid of it in three steps anyway. It's going to be a lot of that three-step drop package anyway to negate Clemson's pass rush. State can't block Clemson. I think that's pretty clear. So you don't have to block him. You just three-step package and get rid of it.
Is there a chance you see more of Xavier Thomas then?
Maybe. With that said, though, I don't care how fast. I mean, three steps, it's out. It's going to be out in 2 seconds. All right?
Well, I've seen Xavier move pretty quickly this
season. Yeah, that's true. It's very true. I think Clemson has to tackle very, very well against State this weekend. Don't be surprised if Finley has some success. But make him earn it like they did last year. And he earned it at home. He earned it. I just look for – and I'm not sure, Pierce, let me see what State does in their running game so far. I got all choked up. Somebody asked about NC State. Getting all choked up over here. Sorry about that.
I dried up over there.
Yeah. Gillespie has 324 yards rushing, and Pearson has 205 yards rushing on you. They rushed for 724 yards in 5 games. What happened to me over here,
Zach? What is happening?
Somebody mentioned NC State. I got all choked up.
Get you a swallow of water real quick.
724 divided by 5. If my head, that's 144 a game. It's not good. What's wrong?
You sound like you're crying about NC State.
Got all choked up over here.
Yeah, just drying up over there, pal.
Yeah.
Try to do a little show.
Meanwhile, Harmon, 33 catches. Myers, 30 catches. Lewis only has 10 catches on the year. Amaze, a 6'3 receiver, has 20 catches on the season so far. Amaze. And who's a Thomas kid? I don't know him. Oh, freshman wide receiver, 6'1". Don't know him. So they spread it around. A lot of 4 wideouts. They're going to empty the box sometimes, and they're going to force you to spread it around a little bit, see if you can tackle in space. And I think Clemson's going to tackle well. Georgia Greg is in Greenwood, 6'5", Roar. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Good. Hey, by the way, did you go to Baton Rouge?
I did.
Give me besides the game itself, I've been to Baton Rouge, but I hadn't been for a game. What are your views of tailgating, campus, stadium, atmosphere? Give me some reviews there.
Oh, it's awesome. It's a great place to go. My sister-in-law lives there, so we go once a year just for other times of the year. But it's a lot of fun up till about 3:30 Saturday. Yeah. No, I mean it was a good time. We had a good time, and you know what? Once LSU felt the momentum when they got up 10-0, the place, every play was loud. And, you know, acoustically it's set up well. It's vertical more than like Sanford Stadium goes out horizontal. So yeah. It was loud. It was very loud. Yeah. For us objectively, you know. What you said, we haven't played anybody. We played one real good team. We looked awful. So, you know, there's not much I can really say. It's just going to – one of two things will happen. Either the year will play out and we'll look as bad as, you know, everybody thinks today, or we'll write some things that we really need to write and, you know, we'll play better the rest of the year. I just want to talk about some things I saw Saturday in case we potentially have a really good team. I don't know. I don't know who we are. First defensively, I actually, you know, going in the fourth quarter, we gave up 19 points. And I actually thought the defense did what they had to do. We said going in the year, our defensive line wasn't big. Our defensive line wasn't deep. We're going to have to outscore some people. And, you know, going in the fourth quarter, we did what we should have done defensively. You had mentioned our defensive backs. Look, Campbell and Baker played really good. They really did. Reed plays solid all the time. Our liabilities look out. Our free safety is not good. I mean, and he is a liability, and I don't know going forward, something's got to change with our free safety or it will affect us.
I thought he took some bad angles in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Not great. And then the long run by Burrow, I don't know what happened on the option run, seeing the guy go 60-yard, whatever that play was.
Just like the Auburn game last year, a lot of those yardage, if you look back, a lot of the yards we gave up were fourth quarter yards by that time, you know, the defense can't do everything. If we're going to keep going three and out, three and out, three and out, eventually it's just going to show up. And we've already said our defense is going to depend on the scoring point. So that's really what I got. I want to talk about the offense a little bit. You know, Swift and Holyfield got 19 carries, got 130 yards, averaged 6.7 yards. I don't think it was offensive line was the issue. We were running fine. I thought we pass blocked well. I hate to say it because, you know, I've always been a big Fromm guy. He just looked awful Saturday. And, you know, we talked about this last week, and you said it after I hung up. You said, isn't it weird how we're wondering about Georgia's offense going in the week? We wondered about it because we had a couple offensive linemen out. But truthfully, I think we just looked too much to go vertical. He waited and waited trying to hit somebody deep. When he tried, you know, if he hits Hardman on the third play, wide open run down the field, maybe it's a different game. But we just kept trying. You know, last year we do an outlet pass to Michelle or Chubb, and Swift is healthy again. We just decided not to do that. And if those things are true and we figure out how to fix those, there's a chance. If it's not, then we're just not that good. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but
I'd say this.
That's kind of what I saw in the stands.
Yeah, I didn't like the fake field goal call. Even if it works, I don't like the fake field goal call. I thought that was
I'll tell you why I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? No, I don't think it was desperation at all. Here's why I didn't like it. It was the same fake field goal that LSU pulled on South Carolina years ago. Right. To me, it was kind of like, we caught y'all on your own play. We didn't need to do that crap. I think we tried to do it. We show them up. We shut the fans down. And it backfired and it blew up in our face. I didn't like it at all for that reason.
Here's what I didn't like about it. Because you're only down 3-0. Mm-hmm. And it would be different if it was 4th and 2. But it was 4th and 9.
Yeah.
It would be different if it was a longer field goal. It was a chip shot field goal. It's 4th and 9. I mean, how do we know that Blankenship can even run 9 yards against any, you know, if they aren't waiting for it? I thought that was a bad
thing.
And what that did was that gave LSU momentum and got the crowd into it even more and more and more. And that's where it turned 10-0 the very next drive. Didn't like it.
It was awful. Awful decision, and for everything you said, and exactly 4th and 2, maybe
4th and 10.
Why?
Yeah, and give him an outlet throw because it was a straight run. There was nobody releasing. It was a run all the way.
Right.
Nobody was releasing downfield. At least give him a little pass option out there a little bit. I don't know. I didn't like it. Kick the field goal 3-3. You're okay.
I didn't like it either. Like I said, I don't know who we are, and so I can't sit here every week and talk about how we got this potential and that potential. I just gotta. Either we beat Kentucky and Florida or we don't.
All right, so, quick question. I got 30 seconds.
Pretty much
this quick question. Do you want to see more fields?
Yeah, and I think in the second half we should have because, obviously, if we're going to try that, he could have broke pass protection down some, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree. I'm glad you had a safe trip.
I think we need both, though.
All right, man. I'm glad you had a safe trip.
Yeah,
careful.
I did. Thank you.
Right, take care. Our friends at Trehel, TREHEL.com, they want to build your next building. Not single-family home. They don't do that. That's not their deal. They build buildings, and they build awesome buildings, and they build churches, and they build schools, and they build banks, and they build correctional facilities, and they build school buildings, and they build multifamily condominiums and townhomes, and all that kind of stuff. What I want you to do is go to Trehel, TREHEL.com. I want you to learn more about it, what they do and how they do it. I want you to learn more about why it just works. Exceeding expectations with who these people are. First, it's a great business plan with the master builder concept and that better building process. Secondly, it's great people pulling it off. And your relationships you're going to have with these people are going to be really amazing. Just let me give you a couple of great things here. The average project manager has been with Trehel 13 years. The average project superintendent has been with Trehel 15 years. These folks have done over 1,200 different projects over 34, 35 years now, and they're doing this with this unbelievable client-based relationship. Over 80%, 84, 85, or 86% of their annual volume comes from repeat clients. How about that deal? TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Short break. William from Duncan, hang on more right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson. M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Join us for the Press Box this Friday from 9 a.m. to noon at Take Cover Boat and RV Storage, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. Show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband while celebrating Take Cover's grand open house event. Pizza, prizes, and more. Come out for a great cause and join the Press Box live on location Friday, October 19th from 9 to noon, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. We'll see you there.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com. That's ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah.
Welcome back. Let me take a quick moment to tell you about our friend Nick Lavery. Nick Lavery, of course, is Clemson's local attorney who will help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. Whether you've been denied a claim for workers' compensation or Social Security, disability, or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to help you get back on your feet. And if you're purchasing a new home or business, he will make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick is a former state prosecutor and long-term private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. Get the law on your side. Call Nick Laver today at 864-654-3680 or visit theclemsonduiattorney.com.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A lot going on here on a Monday. CeCe from Belton, I appreciate the text this morning on our Helter text line 986-1566. CeCe says, Xavier at middle linebacker. You know, a great idea. I like it. And maybe down the road, maybe a little bit, but
not the expense of Trey Lamar.
Yeah, but it's not like in PlayStation 4 or Xbox, like you can just move guys around. Like, he has to actually write read keys and know assignments and knows gap assignments and pass coverage, and you know, so you can't, and a true freshman on top of that. Let's just let him learn his one position right now and play that position. I like the idea. I think maybe he could do it one day, but right now let's see where that goes, just with the defensive end stuff. If we're playing a PS4 game, yes, take him back there. Speed works. Still got to have instincts in reading the ball and finding the football and all that kind of stuff. To Duncan, South Carolina, where William checks in. Good morning, William. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. My picks for this weekend, I went 0-9, and my South Carolina Gamecocks got to stop giving away these wins. Oh, my God. I keep repeating this to people. Texas A&M didn't win. South Carolina lost. We should have been up freaking 28 points at the end. It's just frustrating right this moment to be a Carolina fan.
Yeah, too many drops. You had, you know, going into the season, we heard about how great this wide receiver core is. Yet on Saturday, I saw all three wide receivers, Edwards and Samuel and Smith, Shai Smith, all drop balls on Saturday. And they weren't just like little drops. They were big key drops, deep ball drops, the third down drops, like wide open drops. It didn't look good. And Bentley didn't play great early, but this wide receiver core didn't help him out later in the game.
Yeah, the way things were looking, Bentley could have had 350, 400 yards.
Yeah.
We got four players dropping 50-yard receptions. And it's just, and then Bentley didn't help himself by throwing the interception in the end zone, but his receiving core just completely let him down. I mean, it's silly the way it worked out on that.
Let me ask you this, William. Do you want to see more of the running game? It seemed like that Williams had the game, you know, had a little running game going there for a little bit, and then all of a sudden he went away from him. He only had 18 carries. The whole team carried 18 rushing plays the entire game.
Yeah, I agree. Tyshawn, is that his name, Tyshawn Williams?
Yeah.
But Dowdle, Williams, they really need to get the run play going. But I guess they were going with the reverse psychology. Let's get the pass plays going and then the run. I don't understand the mentality, but at least the best part that came out of the game was Carolina's run defense showed up.
Yeah,
it was
That was a great job. A great job there that they, because I really thought I was right about one thing. I was wrong about one thing. I was wrong in that I didn't think that South Carolina's lines of scrimmage could hold up against Texas A&M. I thought A&M would have been better along the lines of scrimmage. I was wrong about that. Where I was right about was, though, that I thought A&M's wide receivers would have a field day against South Carolina's secondary tackling, and not just wide receivers, but Sternberger, the tight end, too. But Davis had 9 balls. They had 353 yards passing. Buckley and Davis and Sternberger were too much for South Carolina's secondary. The Gamecocks didn't tackle all that well again. But I was wrong about the offensive lines and defensive lines. They held up and held Williams to 78 yards.
Yeah, I was actually happy about the defense. Yeah. That's the only thing I had to go on this year.
Yep.
Well, this game, because, like I said, we should have won this game 48-23. I mean, it's just insane how much we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
They got to get it straightened out, man. No doubt about that. William, I appreciate the phone call.
Yes, sir.
Thanks an awful lot. Texter made a good point. They stopped the run until the end of the game because with 5:45, I'm sorry, what is this? When they take the ball over. A&M takes over their own 22-yard line, and they're down. They're up 19-16. How much time was left when they started the drive there? 7:21 on the clock. All right, Zach, you ready for this one? The Gamecocks did a really good job stopping the run until this. Trevion Williams for 4. Second and 6, Trevion Williams for 9. First and 10, Trevion Williams for 6. Second and 4, Trevion Williams loss of 3. One of the biggest plays of the game was 3rd and 7. He hit Sternberger, Kellen Mond hit Sternberger for 23 yards. Get it down to South Carolina 39. Then complete pass to Buckley for 7. Joshua Corbin ran for 6. Corbin then ran for no gain. Then on 2nd and 10, he hit Davis for 17 down inside the 10. First and goal, Williams ran for 6. And then on 2nd and goal at 3, he ran for 3 and a touchdown. Another text makes a good point. They were worn out by then. That's a great point because one of the biggest statistics of the game is that A&M had the ball for 41 minutes and 29 seconds. South Carolina had the ball for 18 minutes and 31 seconds. So a couple of texters makes good points on our health care text line, 986-1566. Pretty good stuff there. Mr. Or24, you want to do some Twitter?
Of course we want to do some Twitter. Hey, it's, a little top of the hour. We'll talk.
Almost top of the hour. Mm-hmm. Let's get some talks here. You're excited about this NC State game, I see.
I'm very excited about NC State game. A lot of hate in this game now. A lot of back and forth. Very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. Skip says, I agree with you on game day. Not nearly what it used to be. Fox, College Football Show, and game day were on hand for the Texas and Oklahoma game at the same time. Now you have the clown show is the SEC game day show. You know what I noticed? Fox, if you look at, and I watched football all weekend long, ESPN's color guys are terrible. Who's the clown with Beth Mowins? He's ridiculous. He's bad. Roy's guy was awful, whoever that clown is.
Tom something, I don't know his name.
That guy, North Carolina's up by 5, and they got the ball inside their own 5-yard line in the fourth quarter, and he goes, like second long, whatever. He goes, well, if you don't get it here, then you might think about taking a safety on fourth down rather than punting. And I was like, bruh, why would you give a team a safety and cut the lead to 3? And I texted Roy, and I can't tell you what he said back, but I was like, come on, man, are you kidding me? No one would. If you're up by 5, punt the ball away and make them score a touchdown to beat you. Don't give them a chance for a field goal puts in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was an idiot with that. I think outside of Herb Street, ESPN's color guys are terrible. Now, Fox, I watched them all weekend long. You get a little Brady Quinn in there. You get a little I love their show host, the halftime, Robert Smith, is in there. You get Matt Leinart in there. You get some big-name guys. First of all, I don't know who these ESPN guys are. Never heard of any of them. Have you?
A couple, but not a lot, no.
And who's the ginger that does the sidelines with Beth Mullins? Who's this cat?
I know his name. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Let me see ESPN color.
Kid that played at Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Brock?
Nah, what, Rocky or something?
Rocky.
I don't know. Look, I feel bad. because that guy's terrible. The whole thing's terrible. Blackledge does a decent job on ESPN. Somebody pointed that out. Here I go right now. These are ESPN's analyst. Jay Walker. Ever heard of him? Kelly Stoffer's terrible.
Rocky Bowman.
Never heard of him.
That's the guy with the red hair.
Brian Griese made some of the dumbest comments I've ever heard in my entire life this weekend. McElroy's terrible. Brock Huer's not good. Rod Gilmore, I like. He was sick, so you don't see a whole lot of him there. Dusty Dvorak, never heard of him. Anthony Beck, that's the guy with Beth Mullen. Anthony Beck's just he's a screaming moron. Orlovsky's not good. Amon Brooks is not good. Andre Ware's not good. All those guys are bad. Meanwhile, I have to check the Fox guys out, see what the Fox guys are thinking, because those are pretty good. I like Joey Galloway. I think he's good for ESPN. I like Blackledge. I think he's good for ESPN. Matt Stinchcomb's terrible. So I don't know what they're doing, man. Have no clue. Carolina Flooring Specialist, call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. They want to come in, do your garage floors. Really just give you an overview of what they do. Look at your list of look at your overall garage and take a square footage deal in there, and then let you know just how it works out, just what your estimate's going to be. They'll show you the different colors. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. My garage floor is great. They move everything out, move it all back in. It takes a day or it takes 2 days, depending on which system you get, and you're going to love this high-performance epoxy base with the great sealant on top of it, slip-resistant, stain-resistant. It's just amazing. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158, carolinaflooringspecialist.com. More Twitter at the top of the hour. We actually do